In the ever-evolving landscape of digital investigative analysis and incident response, investigators rely on a multitude of artifacts to piece together what occurred on a Windows system. Some artifacts answer narrow questions, whether a program executed, whether a file was downloaded, whether a user opened a document, or whether data was moved to removable media. The strongest analysis rarely rests on one artifact. It comes from correlating independent records until they form a coherent and testable account of activity. The update sequence number journal, commonly called the USN journal, USNJ, or change journal, is exceptionally valuable in that process. It is a rolling NTFS record of changes to files, directories, and streams. It does not preserve the contents of those objects, and it does not identify the human who caused a change. What it can preserve is a highly granular sequence of file system events. A temporary file created, data appended, a browser download renamed, an archive extracted, a document deleted, or a counter-forensic utility repeatedly renaming a target before removal. The USN journal adds the capability to identify file activity that may not be apparent from the current file system alone. It can reveal deleted file names, evidence of counter-forensic activity, and the telltale sequence of operations associated with downloads, extraction, application execution, and the recycle bin. Used carefully, it helps the analyst move beyond a static inventory of files and reconstruct how the system changed over time. The USN journal has been a component of NTFS since Windows 2000 and is enabled by default on modern Windows system volumes. Microsoft designed it so applications such as backup software, indexing services, replication systems, and security products could determine what changed without repeatedly scanning every file on the volume. On an NTFS volume, the journal is stored in the $USNJRNL metadata file under the $extend directory. Its $J-named data stream contains the change records, while the $max stream contains journal configuration information. Forensic collections and tools sometimes expose the $J stream as a separate extracted file, which is why an examiner may encounter a path such as C:\extend\$J in a mounted triage image. Important distinction. The USN journal is not the same as the NTFS $log file. The $log file supports NTFS transactional consistency and contains lower-level operations. The USN journal is a higher-level change index designed to summarize what object changed and why. Each record is assigned an increasing update sequence number. The journal is rolling rather than permanent. As new activity accumulates, older records are eventually removed according to the journal's configured size and allocation behavior. Consequently, the available time span varies widely according to system activity, journal configuration, and whether the journal was deleted or reset. A parsed USN record normally contains enough metadata to identify the affected object, place the event in time, and describe the category of change. The exact fields depend on the record version and the parser, but the following are central to forensic analysis. The combination of an MFT entry number and sequence number is critical. NTFS may reuse a deleted file's MFT record for a newly created object. When reuse occurs, the sequence number increments. An analyst who correlates a historical USN record only to the current MFT entry number, without checking the sequence number, can associate the event with the wrong file or the wrong parent path. This explains why a parser may populate a path for a live object, but leave the parent path blank for an older deleted record. The current MFT no longer contains the historical directory relationship. Reverse processing tools can sometimes reconstruct that relationship by walking backward through the journal and preserving prior directory mappings. The update reason field is the journal's vocabulary. A single record may contain one reason or a combination of reasons separated by a delimiter. The flag describes the type of file system change. It does not explain the user's intent, identify the initiating process, or prove that a human personally performed the action. Analytical caution. Reason flags are evidence of a recorded file system change, not a complete audit of human activity. A pure read may generate no USN record. File underscore create does not by itself prove who created the file, and close does not prove the file was opened through a visible user interface. The granularity of the journal becomes apparent when an analyst follows one object through successive records. In the training dataset used for this article, the Chrome browser downloaded sysinternals sdelete. The journal preserved the sequence from a temporary browser file to the completed zip archive. 1. Temporary object created. A temporary file was created while the browser received data. 2. Partial download name assigned. The temporary object was renamed to a chrome.cr download file name. 3. Final file name assigned. The partial download object was renamed to sdelete.zip. 4. Data stream extended. Repeated data extension and stream change records showed the file growing as additional bytes were written. 5. Handle closed. A combined change and close record marked completion of a write stage. The USN journal established the order and timing of the file system operations. Correlation with the master file table and the zone.identifier alternate data stream added provenance. The file was treated as internet sourced, with the referring and host URLs preserved in the alternate data stream. No single artifact told the entire story. The journal supplied the sequence, while the MFT and alternate data stream supplied current metadata and download context. Why event order matters. When several entries have the same displayed timestamp, sort by the update sequence number, or preserve the parser's source order to avoid reversing events that occurred within the same second. Archive extraction creates a recognizable cluster of file system events. A directory is created, followed by creation and data write records for the extracted contents. In the sdelete example, the journal showed creation of the sdelete directory and the extraction of eula.txt, sdelete.exe, and sdelete64.exe. The event sequence allowed the analyst to determine when the archive was extracted, even if the original zip or extracted files were later deleted. This technique is not limited to zip files. The same analytical approach can identify files extracted from compound or compressed containers such as 7z archives, application installers, self-extracting executables, and other packages, provided the relevant events remain within the journal's retention window. A secure deletion utility may remove or overwrite the content so effectively that traditional recovery is impossible. The absence of recoverable content does not mean the activity left no evidence. The USN journal records metadata changes, and those records may survive the destruction of the target data. In the controlled sdelete dataset, the version used repeatedly renamed target files using letter-filled names before deletion. Filtering the journal for the corresponding rename pattern exposed the sequence and allowed the analyst to scroll backward to the original file name. 4 targets were identified despite the utility's attempt to obliterate them. EarthForce SA26 Thunderbolt Star Fury.docx. Earth underscore SA26 underscore Thunderbolt.jpg. Eula.txt. Sdelete.exe. The evidentiary conclusion must be stated precisely. The journal showed a sequence consistent with the tested version of sdelete and preserved the prior names. It did not recover the overwritten file contents, and the file name alone does not establish what the content contained. Tool behavior can also change between versions. The pattern should therefore be validated against the specific executable, version, and surrounding artifacts whenever possible. When a user deletes a file through Windows Explorer, NTFS normally moves and renames objects within the user's $recycle.bin directory. The recycle bin commonly uses paired $R and $I files. The $R object stores the recycled content, while the $I object stores metadata such as the original path and deletion time. If the recycle bin is later emptied, those current artifacts may no longer be available, but the journal may still preserve the rename and move events. By locating rename_old_name and rename_new_name records for the $R objects and examining adjacent entries, the analyst can often recover the original file name, the time it was placed in the recycle bin, and, in favorable cases, the original directory. In the training dataset, this method identified previously recycled installers, documents, a BitLocker recovery key text file, and the sdelete executable. The method also exposes an important limitation. When the deleted object's MFT record was subsequently reused, a present time MFT correlation could no longer resolve the historical parent path. The entry number remained the same, but the sequence number had incremented and the current MFT described a different object. Historical path reconstruction required a reverse journal analysis rather than a simple lookup against the current MFT. The USN journal is not an application execution log, but it can provide powerful corroboration. Windows prefetch files, application databases, logs, caches, and output files frequently change when a program executes. A journal record showing creation or modification of an application-specific artifact can establish that the artifact changed at a particular point in the journal sequence, even when the current artifact retains only a limited set of internal timestamps. For example, a creation or modification event involving a prefetch file may corroborate execution of the associated executable. Journal entries associated with extracted program files, newly created output, temporary files, or deleted staging data can further define what the program did. The analyst should correlate these records with prefetch metadata, AMCache, ShimCache, event logs, SRUM, browser artifacts, process creation telemetry, and the executable itself before attributing execution to a particular user or purpose. Do not overstate. The USN journal does not record every file read or every application launch. Its strongest use is to establish that a file system object changed and to correlate that change with independent evidence of execution or access. A disciplined workflow reduces the risk that a large journal becomes an unmanageable spreadsheet. The following approach is effective for both casework and incident response triage. 1. Preserve the source artifacts. Acquire the $J stream and the corresponding $MFT from the same volume and forensic point in time. Preserve hashes and document the acquisition method. 2. Parse the journal with MFT correlation. Use a parser that retains the raw reference numbers, sequence numbers, reason flags, attributes, and source ordering. Supplying the $MFT allows the tool to resolve many parent paths. 3. Establish the retention window. Identify the oldest and newest available journal timestamps and document any apparent gaps or resets before interpreting the absence of an event. 4. Filter around investigative anchors. Begin with known file names, extensions, directories, executable names, update reasons, or time ranges. Then remove filters and examine the surrounding sequence. 5. Follow the complete lifecycle. Trace temporary names, old and new rename records, data extension events, closure, deletion, and related child objects, rather than treating one row as the event. 6. Correlate independent artifacts. Compare the journal with the MFT, $I30 directory entries, zone.identifier streams, prefetch, event logs, recycle bin metadata, browser databases, link files, jump lists, and application-specific records. 7. Reconstruct unresolved paths when justified. If MFT reuse prevents current path resolution, use entry and sequence numbers and a reverse processing method to reconstruct historical parent relationships. 8. Validate material findings. Confirm critical events manually or with a second independent tool. Preserve the filtered and unfiltered views and distinguish observed records from analytical inference in the report. The USN Journal is powerful precisely because it is granular, but its limitations are equally important. A defensible analysis should account for each of the following. Rolling retention. Older records are discarded. No matching entry does not prove that an event never occurred. Metadata, not content. The journal normally preserves names and change metadata, not the bytes that were written, overwritten, or deleted. Not a read access audit. A file can be read without a journal entry if the read causes no tracked change. No direct human attribution. The journal records volume activity. It does not identify the person, process, or intent responsible without corroboration. Clock dependence. Timestamps reflect the system clock and must be evaluated with time zone settings, clock change events, and other temporal evidence. Path resolution gaps. Deleted objects, directory changes, and MFT record reuse can prevent a current MFT from resolving a historical path. Journal reset or deletion. An administrator, utility, operating system action, or anti-forensic actor can delete or recreate the journal. Journal identifiers and gaps may be significant. Parser interpretation. Different tools may label combined reason flags or resolve paths differently. Preserve raw identifiers and validate important rows. The most credible report separates the system record from the analyst's inference. Instead of writing, "The user downloaded and securely deleted the document," write what the evidence establishes and then explain the correlation. Example report language. The NTFSUSN journal recorded the object being renamed from a Chrome partial download file name to sdelete.zip, followed by data extension and close records. The file's zone.identifier stream recorded an internet host URL associated with the sysinternal's sdelete download. Later journal entries preserved a repeated rename and delete pattern consistent with the tested sdelete utility. These records establish file system activity consistent with download and secure deletion operations. They do not, standing alone, identify the person who initiated those operations. This formulation is more than cautious wording. It tells the reader which artifact recorded each fact, identifies what was independently corroborated, and clearly marks the point where interpretation begins. The USN Journal is one of the best examples of why digital investigative analysis must go beyond searching for current files. A file may be gone, its data overwritten, its recycle bin emptied, or its MFT record reused, yet the volume may still preserve a detailed sequence of changes that reveals how the activity unfolded. Its value is greatest when used as part of a correlated analysis. The journal can establish order, timing, file names, parent relationships, reason flags, and the life cycle of objects. The MFT can add current metadata and alternate data streams. Prefetch and other execution artifacts can provide program context. Browser and recycle bin artifacts can add provenance and user interface context. Together, these records can transform disconnected rows into a coherent and defensible account. The central lesson is not that the USN Journal proves everything. It is that the journal often preserves the change history needed to ask better questions, locate additional evidence, test competing explanations, and explain what happened with precision. For the analyst willing to follow the sequence instead of stopping at the file name, the USN Journal can be a forensic powerhouse. The views, opinions, and analysis expressed in this article are solely those of the author and do not reflect, represent, or constitute the official position, policy, or endorsement of the author's employer or of any agency or organization with which the author is affiliated. The controlled test described herein was conducted independently for research and educational purposes. Nothing in this article constitutes legal advice or an official statement on behalf of any entity. This article is intended to encourage validation, critical thinking, and defensible digital investigative analysis. It is not an argument against the responsible use of AI or automation in forensic work. Throughout, observations described as facts reflect artifacts recorded on that system, while statements of forensic implication and professional opinion are identified as such.